Welcome back to another edition of the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Over there is my co-host, Leon Robinson IV. Hey, Leon, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, Omar. How's everything going?
Man, improving.
Yes, sir, man, always. You just muted yourself.
We got that echo.
Oh, all right, my bad.
It's all good. I'm gonna mute myself when you talk and vice versa. But nonetheless, let's move forward. So before we introduce our guests, I will let you know that the Breakthrough Podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Development Agency, which is in Washington, D.C., and EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. Yep, long name. That's why we call it EDAC at Morgan State University. You can also find us on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. Our website is EDAC Morgan, that's E-D-A-C Morgan, all one word, .com. And just click on Ride and you'll get to see some amazing resources that we have for return of citizens from this podcast that we do here. We have now Ride University, you know, videos on how to get started and grow your business. We're also in a national magazine called the Returning Citizens Magazine. So we do an article in there each month. And we also spotlight entrepreneurs who are coming home, who are returning citizens or formerly incarcerated individuals. And we also have our alumni association. You'll find more information there about that. And we have our event. I know it's way down the line, but we're going to start promoting it now. It's August the 20th. It's called the Ride Impact Summit event. So please watch out for more information on that. So without further ado, I want to bring to you at the Breakthrough Podcast, Donna Cobb, and she has a company called Return Home Baltimore. Donna, welcome to the Breakthrough Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. Omar, thanks.
Omar, thanks for having
me. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Leon. Thank you.
All right, no problem. So let's get right into it. What is Return Home Baltimore?
Return Home Baltimore is a nonprofit that my husband and I started a few years ago after many years of volunteering with returning citizens, because we discovered that information about resources in Baltimore City and Baltimore County was very siloed. So the sole mission of Return Home Baltimore is to provide an easy to access website of resources for people returning home and those who care and help them in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. And the website is returnhome.org. And that's it. That's what we do.
All right. Well, listen to everybody.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah. What was it? Returnhome.org. All right. So go right there. All right. So it's interesting. I was working with some students at Morgan. This has to be like 6 years ago now. And they were looking for resources for formerly incarcerated individuals. And like you said, there was, I got my space over here, or I got my individual stuff over here, but it seemed like no one was putting this resources together. So I'm glad to see that Return Home Baltimore has a resource for individuals. So how are people finding out about the website and your organization?
Right. So we've been around since August 20, and since August 2020, I've been relentless in networking, and I'm happy to report that parole officers have been using it, Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services folks have been using it. Our folks on the inside are using it.
Really?
And in fact, we are going to be having conversations with them about expanding the website to provide more resources in other parts of the state. And there's a lot of nonprofits that work with returning citizens are using it. And, it's really been by word of mouth and by the fact that it's really user-friendly. It's easy to use. Mm-hmm. And so I get Google Analytics every month that tell me about how many thousands of page views there have been. And it's gotten great reviews from a number of formerly incarcerated people.
And what are some of the resources that are on there? And then are they all from Baltimore or all the state of Maryland?
Well, right now it's Baltimore City and Baltimore County. And I mean, I don't know if I can share my screen on this. You wanted to...
Yes, because we, you know, we on video now. So hold up.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that. And there you go. Yes.
Okay. Right, yeah, so
we take it to another level.
Found it for you. You're gonna have to see my. You're gonna have to see my desktop for a second here, but that's not the end of the world.
So we're learning. We're going to.
Here we go. Returnhome.org. There we go. But tell me if you can see it in just a second here. Let's see if it comes up.
It better come up.
let me do it again.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. Yep.
You can see it. Yeah, so it's and so a new feature of the website is this banner right here. So when I'm told about things like your ride classes that are coming up, yep, I'll be able to put a banner here front and center, you know, about what's happening. But the way the site works, if you scroll down, you can see these areas. So if someone was looking for, say, housing, you know, they could click on housing and they can search by the city neighborhood that they want to be in. They can search by the county. And there's several pages of resources here. And let's say if you just clicked on one, it would bring you to Earl's Place. I hope, see, I'm in my friend's house with a slower connection, but yeah, so that would bring you to Earl's Place. You could find out who to call, what they offer. The other way the website works is if you go to this drop-down menu, there's more resources here. You know, financial literacy resources, really important, as you know. Yeah. So here's a couple that are really important. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, mentoring opportunities, health resources, veterans resources. And then for people who want to become a partner, how to reach us. And, you know, that's pretty much it. We wanted to keep it simple. A little bit below here, we have two really wonderful success stories of two returning citizens, one who went through Turnaround Tuesday's program and one who went through the Pivot program. Mm. And then some important numbers here, you know, for people in crisis. Wow. And yeah, so there's over 430 resources that are on the website. Wow. And you know, it was kind of amazing to us how many people found it helpful. It just was a proof that there was a need for this, right? Yeah. That having information in one place is really important. And the other question we received from a lot of people when we were out there talking about this, how are you going to keep it current? How are you going to keep it current?
That's my next question. Yes.
Yeah. So we actually applied for and got some grant money plus our own money. And I say, oh, this is my husband and I, this is just the two of us. We're volunteers. We don't get paid. And we hired Fearless. You maybe have heard of Fearless here in town.
Yep. Fearless.
Fearless built this website. Okay. We worked with Fearless for long. We continue to work with them. But through Fearless, we hired someone to write a program called a web scraping program. We'll run in the background every other week. And if they find any website address or phone number has been changed, we will get a report and then we'll know we need to update it. Mm. So that's huge.
It is.
Right. Yeah. So that's what this is about. The other in doing this work, and I met Danielle who works with RIDE. I learned that there's all these people doing great work and they don't know each other.
Absolutely. So,
I found myself introducing people to each other. And then I was meeting with the reentry coordinator for the US Attorney's Office, who has for many years provided reentry resource fairs in the city. Mm-hmm. And she brought the actual US attorney to the meeting. And he said, well, we love what you've done, but how can we help? And we said, Joe and I said, well, we need a reentry action network. We need to organize as people who work in this space.
Yeah.
Because if we don't work together, we're never gonna, it's just gonna be so much harder to affect change. And they ran with the idea. So now we have maybe 30 reentry programs from all around the state who have formed the Maryland State Alliance for Returning Citizens. And I've introduced Danielle to the reentry coordinator at the U.S. Attorney's Office named Tolan Twyman. And they've talked, I believe, because we want RIDE to become part of the alliance if it would like to become part of it.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going at this issue from several directions, you know, providing information, connecting people, and just looking for opportunities to bring more resources to people coming home, because we all know the challenges are significant.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we ask the entrepreneurs who are formerly incarcerated, the first question is, you know, one, you know, how long have you been home? And then, you know, what resources were available to you, you know, coming home? You know, some of them found resources while others struggled to find those resources. But now here's a resource that, you know, we could share with individuals who are home or who are about to come home as well. Leo, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are that this is an amazing platform and program. And me being a returning citizen, as Donna coming home in 2010, I didn't have a lot of opportunities and resources like this coming home. I had to kind of put myself in a position to find a job and, you know, seek, you know, therapy and resources and things like that just to keep me in line with what my plans were, you know, coming home from incarceration. So this program is definitely an amazing program. My question was in regards to, like, how many people are actually a part of the program right now? And how do you guys, I guess, evaluate, you know, the impact and the outcome of the program?
Those are great questions. So the people involved are Joe and me. There's just two of us and our contacts at Fearless. And so we're the people behind the website. And as far
and as far as
I would love
I would to love to
know that.
Know that.
Leon, meet yourself. You may
need oh, my bad.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Robinson. So one thing we've avoided is asking for any information from people on the website because we respect privacy. And so we haven't asked people to fill out surveys, like who are you and what's your situation and was this helpful? So we're still kind of brainstorming about how to capture the impact of the site. My information is anecdotal from people who use it, who find it helpful, who tell me that. I look at the Google Analytics every month. And there is a little, it's like smiley face on the website that you can click on and provide some kind of feedback if you like. But so it's not perfect in that regard in terms of capturing impact. But I guess the fact that the Department of Parole and Probation wants to start using it would tell you something, or have been using it, you know, for Baltimore City and Baltimore County. The other area that I'm really looking to make some inroads in is making the case for employers to hire people who are returning from prison. With this labor shortage that we have, this is the ideal time for employers to get a little smarter about their hiring practices and consider hiring people coming out, because there's a huge pool of people who want to work that have a criminal background, and they're very willing to work. And there's research out there that suggests that they're just as loyal and maybe even not better employee than an employee who doesn't have a background. So that's another mission of mine.
Yeah, there are a lot of people, you know, we run into a lot of people who, you know, we know entrepreneurship is something that they want to do. However, they need a job right now. And you know, so as much as we can, you know, we refer them to individuals. And if you can add that to your website, that would be great. You know, this is a great resource. I mean, this is the project that those students were working. I mean, we travel all the way to Portland where they had a conference. And now to see this, you know, I'm like, man, this is great. This is a great resource. Now, did I hear you say 430 resources are in?
Right. So 430. Wow. So a good number of them are mental health and substance use resources. And we linked up to the SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Association, you know, the federal program that licenses and certifies mental health and substance abuse programs, because we had to have set some standards for who we were going to put on the site. So we wanted to make sure that people on the site were licensed or certified and met certain requirements. For the other programs that are either approved by parole and probation, because as you know, people on parole and probation are only allowed to access certain resources. So we wanted to make sure we had theirs. And when you do a search, you'll see a little parole and probation icon. That means that that particular resource has been approved by parole and probation. Mm-hmm. As for the other resources, they've been vetted by me or by other people. So we don't just put anybody up there. That comes across, you know, I'll either visit them myself, meet them, or I'll ask. I have a really terrific trusted network of formerly incarcerated people working in Baltimore nonprofits who I'll call and ask if they know them. And sometimes they've even gone to visit them, you know. For example, like someone says, oh, I know this guy is doing housing. He's got a house over on, you know, whatever street. I'm not going to put that up there until we've gone over there. Someone's gone over there.
Yeah, and checked that makes
it out. Sense. Well, so that being said, if you know of any good resources, definitely send them my way, because you know, there's new resources coming along every now and then.
All right, good.
Hey, Donna, have you heard of the Jock of Baltimore?
Say it again.
It's a nonprofit called Jock of Baltimore.
I haven't.
Yeah. So I've spoken to a couple nonprofits, and I have some relationships over at Maryland nonprofits as well. But Jock of Baltimore is an adult training facility. I believe they're targeting returning citizens. I spoke at the nonprofit a couple times to share my story. Of coming home from incarceration, going through college and finishing, getting my real estate license, starting a team. So my mind is racing with all of these different programs and resources and opportunities to give back, right? I'm a Baltimore native, born and raised. I currently still live in Baltimore. I've been a licensed agent since 2017. And I just formed my own real estate team. And I'm always looking for opportunities to mentor and to give back to my community. So I would definitely love to connect with you to talk more about how I can individually help, share some knowledge and share some wisdom and share some insight into my attitude and mentality of overcoming incarceration and coming out and being a productive citizen and accomplishing a lot of my goals that I set out to 10 years ago. So I wanted to share that with you and also ask you, like, what other things could we help you with, like, within your organization?
Wow. Well, here's one thing. I'm looking for some more success stories. You sound like you could be a candidate to be interviewed for my website, so I could put you on the homepage there. You know, because the two success stories I have now been up there for a year and a half, and I really need some new ones. So I'd love if you'd be willing to be interviewed about your experience, because it sounds like
absolutely. Yes, I would love to.
And maybe we can talk offline if I can get your contact information off afterwards. I'd be happy to talk to you about ways you could help, because there definitely are ways for sure.
Well, that's good to know. You know, so it's interesting, you know, you don't put my intern out of business or out of her job. So her job is to identify resources for returning citizens in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you already have it in Baltimore. So maybe, you know, we can talk offline and maybe she can work with you. You know, I know she's identified some. But you got 430 cells. So yeah.
Well, I have a whole list for the whole state. I mean, okay. I've got, and there's a paper list that I can share with her, with you, so that you can sort of see what's already been accumulated by mm-hmm. others.
All right. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We have Return Home Baltimore. So I can have her work with you. You know, I'm paying one intern who's interested, and the other one just wants to provide resources. So I'll connect both of them to you as well. So that leads me into, when will you add the other ones, you know, the whole state
to the data? We're actually having conversations about that as we speak. We're speaking okay. with Felix Gilbert, who started at Fearless, and then he was the one, maybe you know about the program they have at Fearless. He was their first graduate. So now he has his own business. Okay. He was in the Hutch. It's called the Hutch.
Yeah.
So it's an entrepreneurial program. So he was our, you know, we start with him at Fearless, and he has his own company called Excel Design. So we work with him and with Fearless. Yeah. And Joe and Felix Gilbert are speaking tomorrow about expanding to cover the whole state, and then working with Department of Parole and Probation on making that happen. So timeline, I'll let you know more after these meetings, but it's it's really exciting that they want to work with us.
We now have a resource to refer people as well. So before we leave, I do want to circle back to the Maryland, hopefully I wrote it down, Maryland State Alliance for Returning Citizens. Is that the name of the?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's 30 organizations. And what's the role of the organization, of this organization again?
I can send you the mission statement that we agreed on, and your tagline and all that. But the goal really is to be a collective.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, share information, maybe even co-apply for a grant.
Yeah.
The beauty of this is that the U.S. Attorney, Tolan Twyman, is providing administrative support to the group, which is really important. So she's going to share funding opportunities from federal, state, and local. She's offered to provide technical assistance on budgeting and grant writing. And so that's something that no one really has the bandwidth for, and she's offering it. But we're in the early stages of forming as a group. So, you know, but the goal is, you know, stronger together, right?
Absolutely. So make that 31 organizations then. So we'll definitely, you know, become a part of that as well. So Leon, any other comments or thoughts, or Donna, anything that we need?
No, I'm excited. I want to honestly share more about this program that Donna and her husband has created on my platforms and my network, and obviously, you know, provide some value and contribute to the mission, you know, and I think that's so very important for me and my business and just the social responsibility that I want to take on, you know, being a Baltimore native and being a returning citizen. I think I could greatly impact others' lives and be inspirational, and just like you said, share my success story and share some things that I had to overcome and to help me get to where I am.
That would be amazing.
I sent you my contact information directly in the chat. I don't know if you saw it, but yes, it's my email, phone number, cell. So yeah, let's make sure we connect.
Got it. We're good. I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you
for having me.
Pleasure to have you.
Absolutely. So any final thoughts, Donna? Want to give out your contact information again, or where people can find out more information? Well, they could go to the website. Get the website out again.
Returnhome.org.
Real simple. Returnhome.org. Well, Donna, we really appreciate you coming on to the Breakthrough Podcast. You know, as always, I mean, this is what this is all about, discovering new pathways to really give individuals.
So we really appreciate
you. Want to say something, Leon?
My bad. I'm so sorry I cut you off. I just wanted to let Donna know I just friended you on Facebook. So make sure you accept my friend request, and let's keep in touch.
Yeah, and also Return Home Baltimore has a Facebook page. So search for Return Home Baltimore, and we're on Twitter too. I'll email you all those links, so we're good.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Really nice to meet you both.
Same here. Thank you.
Thanks for what you're all doing. Really, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So don't forget, visit us at our website at edacmorgan.com. Click on Ride. You'll get the opportunity to see that. And we probably should add that your website to our website. You know, we'll do an exchange, you know, so people can get that as well. So we'll definitely make that happen. And we're on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. So really appreciate you, Leon, you know, for continuing to do this as well. And, you know, thank you again, Donna, for coming on board. And thank you all for tuning in, because we really appreciate you. And we're doing this for you, you know, to provide you with the resources to help you discover new pathways. And with that said, we'll see you next time. Continue to improve and progress. Peace.
All right. Thank you. Good afternoon.
This is Mixed Media Production.